The 35th General Congregation of the Society of Jesus, better known as the Jesuits, opened on Monday morning with a Mass in St. Peter's Basilica, presided over by Cardinal Frank Rodet, head of the Congregation for Institutes of Consecrated and Apostolic Life. Over 200 Jesuit, provincials and other delegates from countries across the globe are gathered here in Rome at the Society's headquarters, with the principal task of electing a new Superior General and setting guidelines for the order over the coming years. Unlike most religious orders, the Jesuits do not hold a regular meeting of this kind or set any definite timetable. The last general congregation, the 34th, was held back in 1995 and lasted for a total of 76 days.
So it's a very formal process that matches the importance of what the vote is. We have this whole tradition from the provincial congregations that to make sure that each man votes for one person, you can't vote for yourself. There's a formal pattern to all of this that goes back to the time of Ignatius himself.
Father Tom Rochford is Secretary for Communications with the Jesuits. He talked to my colleague Emma McCarthy about some of the particular challenges and characteristics of the Society of Jesus today.
One of the things that's characterized the Jesuits in the years of Father Kolbenbach's being general is that we very much have our provinces twinned up, so we have collaboration across different areas. Now, it's not missionary in the old sense of, a wealthy, well-established church shares what it has with a struggling church. But you have people that have different things to offer, and they work together. So, like, I'm a member of the Missouri province, and we're twinned with Central America. And other provinces in the U.S. are twinned with Africa or with parts of India. So we work together in a lot of different ways.
Given the fact that the congregation isn't something that lasts for a set time, it's not something that lasts for 3 days of voting discussions and then it's over like a seminar or conference. It's something that goes on.
It goes on for almost 2 months.
What takes so long?
Well, there's two parts to this. You should say that the first part and the important thing is the election of the general. And that actually is foreseen to be done by January 18th or 19th, if all goes according to schedule. Nobody knows exactly how long that would take. But once that is over, then they turn to regular business because the general, when it's in session, the general congregation is the highest authority among the Jesuits. So they can decide policies and they approve things. Now, the general wisdom is that when a general congregation is electing a general, they tend to say, "We've chosen you. Now go and here are some issues that we have to be looked at, but go and do what you're going to do. Take care of them." Whereas when you have a general who's seated, like the last one, the general congregation 34, they tackled a lot of different issues. Because there was all the general, they didn't have to elect a general, so they wrote many more documents, very substantial foundational documents. Sometimes, for example, like in that congregation, they had to revise our proper law because the church's canon law had changed. So that's just something that had to be done. So, and it's a juridical process that a general congregation is the body that's the right one to do it. Now, we don't have to do a process like that now, and it really depends on the congregation what issues they will tackle and how far they can get on them. Like, one of the issues that's come up is a whole question of ecology that was raised in 34, but they really weren't ready to say anything or do so. There was no document on ecology. This many years later, with all the concern of global warming, of all the climate change, and awareness of how those issues impact poverty and the social situation of Europe, that might well change. But you don't know. It really depends on the delegates and what happens when they come here. See, one of the things that nobody knows, since the delegates, by and large, don't know each other. The Jesuit who lives and works in Africa probably won't know somebody who works in Korea. Their paths don't cross that way necessarily. So it's only when you get all these people together and they start talking with each other and talking about all the documents that have been prepared as we sift through the ideas that have come from these provincial congregations that I described. It's only when you get all of those that then you start to see there's a consensus will emerge about what are the issues that we ought to address, or what maybe what are some things that the general should address, but they won't say exactly what he should say. They just leave it to him to address. So it's hard to say what will happen. Another part of what happens, of course, is our sense of what's the condition of the Society of Jesus right now. So what that's one of the things that they'll be having to talk about. And actually the election of the general will be done in the context of what's the state of the society. So do we need a certain kind of leadership? Do we need to move in one way? Do we need to move in another? What's the right person for this moment in time? That's sort of the basic question that they'll have to answer at the very start of the congregation.
From speaking to other Jesuits, even from your own personal point of view, what would you see as being the main challenges for the Society of Jesus as it enters this third millennium?
Obviously, an important part of what we need is the whole question of leadership. Someone who has a vision of us to grow and to face a lot of difficult questions. I mean, as I said, in some places of the world, the society is decreasing in numbers, and so we're talking about how pulling back and closing things or realigning our works. In other places, there's a lot of growth. It's not a simple situation, you know, where one size fits all solutions. We're also, more and more, that our lay colleagues are important. So having someone who can give a sense of vision as well to the other people who are so important in the works is another whole element. Obviously, the leadership that Father Kolvenbach has done in working with the Vatican is important, so that needs to continue. The situation of religious life is difficult today. There's the vocation. There are a lot of vocations, but they're coming up in different places. You know, the lay movements have grown in a lot of ways. There's a lot of well-educated young people who in the past would have been in religious life who are now simply married and working in parishes, working in hospitals, teaching. So a lot of things have changed. So to have a sense of what's our right identity and how to be true to ourselves and how to maintain that in a healthy way and to keep it growing, to respond to the new challenges and new opportunities.
Father Tom Rochford, their Communications Secretary for the Society of Jesus.